Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
Ah, yes, it's a Friday. Taz of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Billy and Mike across the way, Bokish with your updates. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
And attention CBS, hotline fans.
There you go. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. What's going on, Taz? You all right? Yeah. You spilled coffee all over the place.
Over everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened, for those that don't realize, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, Moose, five minutes before this show goes live, there's a lot to do. We all do a lot here.
Well, right? There is, right.
There is.
And there's not much time to turn over.
Correct.
From,
so
the great Amy Lawrence show.
Exactly. No doubt. So what happens is I have this fancy thermos, you know, like I gave you guys for Christmas, not to get into that. And I had the cover open. And I knocked over with my giant hands, and it fell on the coffee, just spilled all over all my paperwork, all my laptops, all three of them. It's a mess. Everything's cleaned up now, and I'm
good.
But so yeah, so all when right. you know, thanks for your help during that time too. By the way,
I was busy getting ready.
I could tell you were just like whistling through la la dee, and I got people running around getting paper towels.
Help. What are we?
Moose is just like la la dee.
You have Mike helping you out. What do you need? Three people to help you out? You spilled some coffee.
I needed a small village.
You're a grown man.
For a moment, I needed a small village.
You're
my
a grown
friend.
Man. I mean, honestly, yeah, you've dealt with a lot more in life than spilled coffee.
This is true. We're gonna have a phone update later on you. We're gonna discuss that. We're gonna get something. Any news on that? You have a new phone?
I do have a new phone. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later
I'm
on the program.
To that.
For sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Yes,
I'll have to go over this show though, Moose.
I'm glad you got over the coffee.
Yeah, I'm doing better now. Once I get on the air and I hear your voice and my mic is on, I just feel better. You know how I am.
No doubt.
This is my place of being.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Above and beyond everything.
Exactly,
else.
Sir.
Right.
Yes.
Coming up later on the program, we're going to chat with Tywan Jones, who's an NFL free agent. He signed with the AAF. The day that the league, shut down business, you know, earlier this week. So we'll talk to Tywan Jones a little bit later on in the program. We're going to be joined as well by Jim Meller, UVA's men's basketball radio color analyst, is going to join us as we'll talk a little bit about the Final Four. We'll break down the Final Four. We'll give you some predictions. We'll talk a little WrestleMania. As you got a big weekend for all the wrestling fans out there, the NXT event out in Brooklyn later on tonight. You've got the Hall of Fame on Saturday night and WrestleMania on Sunday night, which is going to be a huge 7+ hour show. So it's going to be a fun weekend. You got all the prep races. You got the Final Four. You've got NBA, NHL winding down. And we'll kick off this program, talk a little National Football League because of the drama. And there's always drama, there seems to be, in the NFL and also in the NBA. But this one about a coach and a quarterback relationship in Green Bay, and that is Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. As you know, you're starting to learn a little bit more. You know, there was a story that was put out about what transpired, what went down. It was a teardown job of both the quarterback and the head coach, the former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, I know. Some of the stuff is like, it's like you almost say to yourself, like, how'd they even win a game? It just seemed like McCarthy and Rodgers on a total different page, and people in the organization, outside the organization, former players, former current players, they really didn't like kind of both these guys. It's just craziness, especially the stuff about McCarthy with the. Did you see that with the meetings, with the massages?
Yeah. So it was a Bleacher Report a column, and it was an 8,000-word story. Tyler Dunn put it together. And so there's a number of things to delve into. And we chatted about Mike McCarthy earlier in the week that maybe he should probably lay low. instead of being critical of the way that he was fired in Green Bay, especially if he wants to go out and get another job in the National Football League. We know he fell short. He wanted the Jets job. They felt like maybe there were some stories that he didn't seem all that energized during the team meeting. He talked about the fact of taking a year off after all the jobs had dried up and attacking the NFL coaching marketplace next offseason, Taz. But, yeah, so, I mean, from a Rodgers perspective, you get the sense extremely sensitive, right? Passive-aggressive, never wanted to take the blame. You know, we've heard the stories about him changing the play calls from Mike McCarthy in the huddle so he can be quote-unquote Superman. There was an unnamed former Packer coach who said that Aaron Rodgers thinks he's smarter than he really is. So, I mean, the idea, so you look at it for Rodgers, I don't know if I feel differently about Aaron Rodgers now than I did before. I mean, I knew he carried a chip on his shoulder. The idea, though, that he was upset with Mike McCarthy because he was part of that 49ers team that did not draft him, to me, makes little to no sense. Because, I mean, crazy. Mike McCarthy at that stage was not the general manager.
He was the OC,
and
right?
He was not the head coach of that team either. So to all of a sudden put the blame that the 49ers did not draft Aaron Rodgers and put it on Mike McCarthy and use that as a chip on your shoulder against the head coach, that to me makes no sense. But we know Rodgers looks at the world a little bit differently than everybody else. I mean, Taz, I come out of reading the piece, and it's a well-done piece. I come down to look at it. I don't really think all that differently about Aaron Rodgers. I don't. That's kind of the perception or what I've been told that Aaron Rodgers is like for those that are around him on a day-in, day-out basis. So to me, the Rodgers stuff is not all that stunning. I mean, some of the examples, I guess,
No, I agree.
You know, are intriguing, but did I learn all that much about Aaron Rodgers? No, it just kind of hammered home what I already knew.
No, I agree. I felt the same way about Rodgers. Some of the stuff from McCarthy, if it's true, I mean, I was like, wow, you know. I mean, like I mentioned the massage thing. Like he would apparently miss meetings. This is what the rumor, what in the article, he would miss team meetings or be late for them and whatnot. Because he'd have a masseuse, a massage therapist, or somebody giving him massages in his office or somewhere in the complex there. That I was like, wow, that was something new to learn, if that's true.
Well, right. And I agree with you, where you look at NFL head coaches that live it, either breathe it on a day-in, day-out basis, and then you see that story, which paints Mike McCarthy in a terrible light. As you're trying to hold players accountable, as you talk about the importance for players to pay attention to meetings, if it is indeed true. Now, he's come out and denied it.
Yeah, he's
and
denied
said
it.
That
right.
He was never getting massages and missing team meetings or being late for team meetings. So he denied it. But if it's true, Taz, and it's there for everyone to digest and take in, that paints McCarthy in a terrible light.
Oh, that's a bad deal. He definitely denies it. And who knows? I read a couple of different things besides the Bleach Report because people are grabbing the story where, I'm trying to remember where it was, but where there was something saying that a former player, I think it was, wouldn't be shocked if it was Aaron Rodgers who kind of set up that like as a, you know, kind of get that kind of scuttlebutt going in the complex when they were all working together, that this is what Rodgers was doing just to kind of paint them in a bad light. I mean, you said
this is what Mike McCarthy was doing.
Here. Right, McCarthy. Okay. No, not Rodgers was trying to, like Rodgers was creating a rumor like that. That's
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's
about say. McCarthy.
Correct.
Well,
yes. I said it the wrong way around, but no, I agree with you, Moose, about Aaron Rodgers though. Just to circle back, because yeah, I'm with you. You didn't really learn anything new about Rodgers if you follow the NFL and you do your research on teams, especially one of the great quarterbacks going today in modern day history is Aaron Rodgers. But you hear about the way he is. And you hear about the way he's behind the scenes. And we even talked about that during the preseason last year, you know, how he was just calling out young receivers, like, and just to the media, just punking these guys out. Like, I'm like, wow, as a former athlete, I'm like, how do you even share a locker room with a guy like that when he acts like that? But, you know, when you're the king of kings in that locker room, as Aaron Rodgers is, I guess he could just say and do what he wants. But, yeah, if I'm a Packer fan, I'm kind of like, you know, happy that McCarthy and Rodgers aren't around each other, because this thing, if that would have stuck around, dude, they would have got it probably worse.
Well, right, and that's where, you know, Mark Murphy, you give him credit, recognizing the Packers recognizing
right.
that it was an untenable spot. I mean, you know, Ted Thompson, the former general manager, falling asleep in meetings by the end of his tenure. Rodgers believing that McCarthy had one of the lowest football IQs, if not the lowest IQ of any coach that he's ever had during his football career. And that's probably not even just counting the National Football League. That's since he picked up a football. So there was little to no respect that the quarterback had the head coach. It's amazing that they ever won a Super Bowl together.
Oh, dude, that's ridiculous.
I mean, that is, like, that is remarkable that the relationship was, but obviously it got more untenable. And more, you know, there was clearly a lot more anger, Taz, as the, amongst the two, but specifically toward Rodgers, as the McCarthy tenure did unfold. I mean, for the Packers, I don't know, you know, you think about, all right, the point of all this coming out, I mean, what is, you know, this kind of story, this kind of, you know, does it really help anybody? Not really. I mean, It doesn't help anyone in any way, shape, or form. I don't think it makes Rodgers a guy that you root for. I don't think it makes the Packers an organization that right. you root for. It's amazing that the relationship or got as bad as it did without anybody stepping in and doing something about it, Taz. It paints McCarthy in a terrible light to where I don't know if I'm an NFL team that if indeed, you know, any of this is true, why would I want Mike McCarthy to be the head coach of my team.
No, it's just...
So it paints him in a terrible light. Maybe that's the reason why somebody wanted this out there. Maybe that's
right.
the case that somebody... Because someone said, well, okay.
Kind of blackball him
right,
in coaching.
Correct,
yeah.
Right. I mean, it didn't end well. So we're gonna carpet bomb what you did here.
Yeah.
And basically lessen your impact to make it next to impossible for you to get another job or a head coaching job in the National Football League.
Well,
I don't know, Taz. I
don't know.
You know, what are the ramifications of this 8,000-word story?
Yeah, true. And the thing you just said about, you know, if someone is trying to, you know, blackball, that's the word I use, but it's kind of what the narrative you have in it, and I don't disagree. If someone's trying to do that to anybody, McCarthy or anybody, to you know, unless the guy is really that lower than low, which I don't think that's what McCarthy is. I mean, I don't think he would have lasted that long in that high position and been that successful if he was that bad of a person. You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't want to see anybody get blackballed. And this is, you know, you nailed it again, Rusek. If you're reading the report, it's an intriguing report. I don't know what you learn. You're just it doesn't affect wins and losses. Like, it doesn't affect the Packers going forward, except that your quarterback, I mean, there's a, you know, this runs parallel with the narrative on him. Listen, what's his name? Greg Jennings, the former Packer receiver. Okay, he described Rodgers as like ultra sensitive.
Yep.
And he said that Jennings said that he was actively ignored by Rodgers, trying to get his attention while covering a game as a member of the media. Jennings, he also said that he was scolded by Rodgers, okay, for daring to speak to Brett Favre after a game against the Vikings. Dude,
right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, man. I mean, that's the us against them mentality. You got to remember, I mean, I'll give Rodgers.
You guys remember the media.
No, I think this was when Jennings was a member of the Packers.
When he was playing for the Packers.
When he was playing for the Packers and Favre was then on the Vikings.
Well, I was reading it when he was a member of the media, but maybe
No, no, but it was two different instances.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. One, Jennings was a member of the media. Rodgers did not talk to him.
And the other time was after the game they played the Vikings.
That's the way I read it.
Gotcha.
Way that they played the Vikings, and Jennings went up to Favre, you know, like former teammates, everything
sure.
like that. They, you know,
don't talk to the enemy type.
Right. So, I mean, Rodgers, at that stage, yeah. I mean, listen, Rodgers comes across as a bigger douche than maybe anyone. I mean, if you heard, here's what you heard: the scuttlebutt around Rodgers, right? Not necessarily the, you know, very smart guy, thinks he knows it all. I mean, can make all the throws. We know how carries a chip on his shoulder for dropping in the NFL draft, uses that as motivation on a day-in, day-out basis, but can be a difficult guy to get along with. I mean, that's kind of what the scuttlebutt's been. Now, no one's taken away from his brilliance on the football field, but that's kind of what you heard, Taz, over the years. And this, I mean, now you have examples. I mean, when Mark Murphy is telling him, okay, well, we are going to hire Matt LaFleur to be our next head coach, and calls Aaron Rodgers into his office and says, listen, you have to understand you're going to be coached here. And don't be the problem. Don't be the problem.
That's what's in the report, that he had to tell him that. Murphy
exactly
had to tell
right.
him that. Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's not good. That's, you would expect that's, it. Like, I don't
that's
picture.
That's not a scenario.
I mean, really, do you picture, like, you know.
Any other quarterback in the NFL?
No, like Brady have to be told that, or any like veteran quarterback, like Drew Brees. Would anybody in the front office have to tell Drew Brees that? No way. You know,
I don't think. I mean, Taz, no, I don't have that perception. I don't think so. I agree with you.
I don't
think that's happening on the regular in the National Football League. Now, there might be teams where you get rid of a coach, Taz, and they call the quarterback, players of influence on the team, and say, all right, this is where we're leaning as an organization.
Right.
A guy that's meant a lot to him. What are your thoughts?
I agree with.
What are your thoughts on this? Okay, all right, well, we hear you out. I know you might have some reservations. You love that. Whatever it might be, this is the direction we feel comfortable.
Right.
This is where you're going. We need your help on this, you know, in order, obviously, to move forward because it's all about winning here.
Right, exactly.
We believe he's the best guy for the job to help us win and be a consistent winner. I can understand that, but when you have a guy coming in selling somebody,
don't be a problem here,
right,
Ryan, please.
Really,
just work with us here with this. All right,
think about that.
That's an issue, dude. When you got to actually handheld this guy here, who's a damn veteran, and you got to say, listen, just don't screw this LaFleur thing up. You want a guy like Rodgers and any veteran leadership on your team to embrace someone you're bringing into the coaching staff, nevertheless the head coach. You want that embrace. I agree, but if the report is true, to say something like that to the quarterback, that he has to be, that Murphy's that worried,
yeah,
that Aaron Rodgers is going to cause a major problem here as this LaFleur comes in. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that.
And Taz, it's interesting because we looked at all these openings in the National Football League. Right, we looked at all of these openings in the NFL for head coaches, and we had a conversation at the time in terms of what's the most desirable job out there. And, you know, we talked about the Packers being a desirable job to an extent because you already have your quarterback in place. He's an older quarterback, kind of set in his ways, but you had clearly a guy that's still a top three quarterback talent-wise, is the second most talented thrower behind Patrick Mahomes in the National Football League. So we talked about that. You know, maybe the word was out because you would have thought everybody and their mother would be running to try and be the head coach of the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. And what did you hear? I mean, you heard about Josh McDaniels being interested in the job. And then when they were not interested in with him, he made the announcement that he's staying in New England and going to remain the offensive coordinator with the Patriots. But Taz, it was not people falling over themselves to be the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers. There were not guys running and publicly saying, I want this job. I would be great. I want to go to Green Bay. I want to deliver organization, that town, another Vince Lombardi trophy.
It's a traditional, legendary football.
Yeah. Taz, but there wasn't that kind of buzz around that job. And maybe everything we're reading in the Bleacher Report column is the exact reason why, is that everybody in the NFL knew that this was going on in Green Bay, and they said, I don't want to deal with an old quarterback that's a diva and take that shot with him. It is not going to work, especially if a guy does not want to be coached.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, I mean, if you look at McCarthy, I mean, like, the guy was there from, like, 2006, 2007 with Green Bay. He's been there for years. He was there for years. And you've heard a lot of the stuff like we talked about with Aaron Rodgers. If you're a coach, Moose, if you're an NFL coach, and you got some skin in the game as maybe an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, now you feel, all right, you got that respect, you've earned the right to be a head coach. People are intrigued about you being the head coach of the NFL team. Dude, would you want to go deal with if that report we are talking about from Bleach Report, if that's 80% right? Would you want to deal with that guy? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't want to deal with that. I would not want to deal with that at all.
No way.
And that's why it's going to be intriguing to see what LaFleur does year number one, Taz. And, you know, I don't know Mike McCarthy from a hole in the wall, right? I don't. I think I've met him on one, maybe two occasions during a couple of Super Bowl events. But, nothing of great venture. So I don't know. I'd have a hard time believing, Taz, that a team meeting is taking place and he's getting a deep tissue massage in his office.
Yes.
That's funny.
You know, don't you?
Deep,
I mean,
tissue.
Right. Could you take out the hot stones?
Oh, man.
I mean, could you? I have a hard time believing they're putting together the game plan to take on the Minnesota Vikings, and they're like, where's coach? He's got a sore back.
He's got some opera playing in the background, some music, right?
Yeah, exactly. They dim the lights, lit the candles. Don't you have a hard time envisioning that test?
Can you get deeper into my hamstring area?
Right, exactly.
Maybe you can maybe hit the quads a little bit. Yep, they need you. They're going over the offensive package, the package to go against the Saints.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, but you know, we'll get to that. Right. My hip is just, my hip's tight. Can you really, you know?
The other thing, Taz, it's not like Mike McCarthy was in peak physical condition.
Well, that's another story. Yeah, no, you're right about that. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're looking at a guy that looked like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger on the sideline.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
With his intercostals busting out. No,
right. You look at the sideline. I was often curious not whether or not Mike McCarthy worked out. I was wondering not how many bratwursts he had earlier in the day.
Was it 5 or 6 biscuits with gravy, sir? Like, yeah, no, I hear you.
And that's fine.
It is.
I'm not going to remain a big guy, but the last thing I'm thinking about is Mike McCarthy getting a massage.
He's got the shirt off. He's got the towel on. Harry Body Jones, big bulk city.
Yeah.
And he's like getting, you know, he's getting his calves rubbed while they're going over what the slot receiver's going to do against the Cowboys.
Right.
I mean, what's going on?
Where's Coach? He's a little late. The masseuse is running long. What? I mean, that's comical.
Oh, my God. Now, apparently, I don't remember. Where did I see this? Apparently, there was like, this is what the story is, that there would like be an unnamed player that would sneak the masseuse up to the room, up to the office or wherever he was getting these massages, the rumor. Like, what are we talking about? It's an NFL team. It's the Green Bay freaking Packers.
I mean,
Nitschke, Jerry Kramer.
But you are an NFL head coach. You had gotten so comfortable, Taz, at that stage, if this is true, that you're getting massages while team meetings are taking place.
I got to tell you, I know what we read. I don't believe that part's true. I'm with you.
I have a hard time believing that's true. I really do. I mean, maybe we shouldn't be that naive. Anything and everything is possible. Maybe it is. Maybe he's just lazy. Maybe he is as dumb as Aaron Rodgers paints it. I don't know, Taz, but all we hear about is to be successful, you got to be dedicated 24/7. Coaches are sleeping there. So you mean to tell me, so Mike McCarthy, as the head coach of that team, who was allowed back in the building to address the team after he was fired, right? It was reported, right? As you have assistant coaches sleeping at Lambeau Field to put together game plans, and they're practicing to put together game plans for an opponent, is skipping out on meetings to get a massage during the day?
I mean, it's crazy.
Like, think about that. Like, I remember Tom Coughlin with the Giants, he would have a cot in his office. Because there would be 2 or 3 nights a week, Taz, that Tom Coughlin would sleep at the Giants facility.
Yeah, they're burning the midnight oil, man. They're putting the hours in. That's what they do. So McCarthy, like we said, he did deny it, and he said, I wouldn't even know where to start and stop with that article. McCarthy said, but to say that I skipped a team meeting for a message is utterly absurd. I have a massage scheduled today, this is what he said, and I can promise you I will not miss my primary responsibility of picking my 2 kids up from school. So I guess he's being sarcastic there also.
So I hope kids are out there in front of school. Where's
daddy?
Daddy?
I don't know.
Where is he?
He's getting a massage. Where? Is dad coming? Where's he at? I don't know.
Could you use the lavender oil today? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. You have anything to open up the sinuses? I'm a little clogged.
That's some of that menthol.
Right, exactly.
Put that in one of those bowls with the little Bunsen burner.
Can you give me a little eucalyptus today?
I borrow that Bunsen burner to bring home, put my rocks on it, and make it hot.
I love the candles. The music today, great choice. What are we doing here?
Unbelievable.
I mean, you can't make it up. Does the Bleacher Report article change your opinion on Aaron Rodgers? Will Mike McCarthy ever get another job in the National Football League? It's Taz, it's the Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on a Friday morning, it is. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Number to call is always 855-212-4227.
Good now.
You're good. All good.
Yeah, it took a segment.
No, you were good last segment.
Yeah, nice job. Thank you, sir. You too. But I was just, you know, the coffee situation. I'm more upset that I lost probably 3 ounces of coffee in that spillage.
Well, you don't like the coffee here?
No.
No,
I don't.
Fair assessment.
Nope. It's horrible. You know this too. Yeah, it is a fair take. Yeah.
It is a fair take.
I'm just waiting and waiting for this. I want to know what's going on with my man's phone here. So you got a new phone. Are we good now?
Yeah, so it was great, but I got another issue, which is kind of funny. It's not funny, it sucks, but,
sometimes your issues, though, even though they're not supposed to be funny, they kind of, I hate to say it like that.
Well, in the end, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, no, you know, but so yesterday, right after the show, went to the Verizon store.
Right.
To try and get see what they could do for me. Right. My phone's still off because I could still track my old phone, right?
That lady has it as far as we know.
And the cops still can't find her.
Right. She's now in Canada. Right. She's on the lam.
No. Yeah, exactly. Or she just turned it off and threw it in the trash, which is probably in all likelihood she did.
Good chance she did
that. Right, exactly. Which is great. Yeah. I don't understand why you'd call my number and speak to me on the phone and then just not returning.
Well, she's probably a psychopath. Probably a good reason.
Like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, or she's a stalker, and now she's got a nice little souvenir.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nice to tell.
Mark touched this phone.
Right. She's framed it. It's on the wall.
That's a good point. She's a huge Mark Belusa fan.
I didn't think of this. I got a sense from the conversation on the phone that is not the case. I got to be honest with you.
She wasn't a fan of the Stanford Police.
I wouldn't go in the particulars of that, but I got a sense, that has nothing to do with what I do here on a day-in, day-out basis. No, right. but it would be nice. Listen, it would be very strange, but it would be nice. But anyway, so went to the Verizon store yesterday.
Right.
They were like, well, you have to, pay off your old phone.
I told you it was going to push your money moves. I told you that.
Well, Taz, obviously. What are they going to hand me a phone?
I told you, though. I don't want to be
there. Walk in and they're going to hand me a phone. You're like, listen, call me if you need anything. I go, Taz, it's a phone. What are you going to do for me? Yeah, I mean, do you run an Apple store?
I'm just saying,
Why do you think it was troubling? It has nothing to do with the information on the phone. That's all locked. I mean, it had to do with the fact that it was going to cost me money. That's the troubling aspect. And you're like, No, it's not El Cheapo. Phones are expensive.
I thought that you thought, listen, I did nothing wrong. This person took my phone.
I never said that.
And now I'm going to be taken care of and not have to pay for the phone. Right. I thought.
Talk about master of the obvious. That's going to be expensive. Yes, thank you, Taz. I appreciate that.
How far out of your plan were you, sir? A year, 2 years? Because you had your plan. That's what they had. I'm sure you're going to get to this in the story.
They've changed that. You don't sign up for. You have to pay the phone off in like 2 years.
But I don't have Verizon, so I don't. I have a better one.
I have Verizon, and they're a great company. I'm very happy with them.
That's great,
and they're huge fans of Taz and the Moose. Anyway,
I just buried that. Okay.
Yeah. So be careful what you say. Right?
All right.
And they didn't give you a discount?
No discount.
Wow. Well. Anyway. No discount. So what happens?
No time off. So no. The Verizon store went nowhere. Right. So the guy was like, well, you'll have to pay off this one and then we have to put you into a new phone. I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, all right, let me go take a ride to the Apple store, which was like 5 minutes down the road. Take a ride to the Apple store. Couldn't have been better.
You're doing all this with no phone.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. Continue.
I did that with no phone. Correct.
Right. So went to the Apple store.
Couldn't have been better.
It was beautiful. Beautiful experience.
Great experience. Didn't get a discount, but the point
the guy woke up to you with the laptop. The girl, they walk around with those iPads all over the place.
No laptop.
They don't have iPads. They walk around with iPads.
Heard war stories about their phones getting stolen. Stuff like that.
They don't lie. Don't believe.
No, they told great.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Mike could get a few on as a guest.
It was insane. It was insane. Some of the stories of people and they're like
iPhone war stories.
Like it makes absolutely no sense for somebody to steal an iPhone because everything's locked.
I know.
And there's nothing you can do with it. It's basically like a paperweight. People don't know any different. People think that they can do something with it, but they really can't.
There's nothing they can do.
No, there's nothing they can do.
Jailbreak Jones. That don't matter
either. They can't do it.
Right, that don't matter.
No, because there's been an adjustment that they've made to the phone that he can't do it. So
what happened?
It makes little to no. So I got a new phone. That's it.
You said there was something else that happened.
No. Well, let me just.
It's not a good story.
Well, Taz, if you just let me tell the story instead of.
I'm not
interrupting. No, you're not interrupting.
Not really.
Mike.
Turn your
it's
mic off.
It's been going
Taz.
On for a while. Let him talk.
I mean, yeah, honestly, can you let me finish a story?
All right, go ahead. I'll turn my mic off.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, can you just let me finish? So then yesterday.
It sucks, right? Taz happened to me yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, turn it off. I mean, you're like, oh, I don't interrupt you much.
I'm just.
Imagine if we're bogus. Here's the other thing. And someone, here's the other thing. Someone brought it. Imagine if Taz was telling a story and you were like, oh my God, you just start interrupting and be like, what are you doing?
Oh, what? What do you mean, man?
What are you doing?
I mean, that is true.
How are you doing? I'm the co-host of the show.
Yeah, my name's on the show, but okay.
Yeah. Know your role.
That's not true.
That is so true. Stop.
You're painting me like a bad guy.
No, the microphone's got to be off.
All right.
Microphone's off. Yeah, I understand that. Stop interrupting. Let me tell a story.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Now I have the. We'll wait till later on because we're running late here.
We're running late. You just that whole build up and we got nothing now.
Well, that's what it's called—a tease.
Tease.
Yeah.
That was a trilogy. I mean,
no.
Like...
So what happened? No, it was not. So yesterday, I get a call. Well, my wife is. My wife flew down to Florida for the weekend with one of her girlfriends. So I get. She texts me. She's at the airport last night. I'm here doing a racing podcast with Monzo and Kenny Peck from the Daily Racing Forum last night, and which went over really well. It's going to be on, going to be out there today for everyone's listening pleasure as we preview all the big prep races.
Subtle plug,
no subtle, doubt. Man. So we were doing that yesterday, and my wife texts me and says, "I just got a text about fraud on one of your credit cards." So, are they texting you?
Oh.
So then she was like, "All right, I'll have them call you." So they call me. We take a break from the podcast, and she's like, we have a charge from a Sunoco in Michigan. I go, in Michigan?
Andrew, we're wrong. She didn't drive the Canada.
She was on her way. She's at the border.
I said,
Windsor, Canada.
Hold on a second. Taz. Lay low.
Yes, I'm trying to add to your story.
No, you're not adding anything to the story. Let me tell the story. I am.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet. Okay.
And then she went on other different charges. You know, did you go to lunch here? Did you go to lunch? No. So went through it. So I had to basically cancel my credit card yesterday. They're sending me a new credit card because somebody had my number. So we're charging stuff. So,
okay.
There you go.
You know what? Am I allowed to talk now? Because you shushed me.
I did.
Which is probably not a good thing to do.
No, it's fine.
No, it's actually
just don't
not.
Let anybody tell a story.
Well, I do. I'm just trying to add to your story.
If you go back and listen to it,
I'm trying to add to it. Because if I just sit here like you want me to, like a silent church mouse, it would suck. So that's why
it's
I'm trying to.
Laying out.
No, I know how to lay out. Trust me.
You don't.
But I'm saying there's a connection there. Because when we were saying earlier about Canada, maybe this woman drove with Canada. Well, if you heard what I said, Windsor, Canada, is right near Detroit, which is in Michigan, sir. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So now,
was your card in your phone? You have one of those little
holders,
little mini wallet things.
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
You think that this woman maybe is the one? Somehow she got in the phone. Maybe we're wrong on that and got your credit card.
No.
So you don't see a connection. Your phone got stolen the night before.
I just answered Bogus's question.
I heard.
I just said my credit card information was not in my phone.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that part.
Well, he just asked the question.
Well, I was asking about like,
and
your
then you
physical
the same,
card being
And then
in
you
your...
asked the same question again.
Have you been hanging around Brian Monzo a lot? Maybe that's what's going on.
Yes.
So two different people have invaded your personal space recently.
Correct.
Taken,
yeah.
Wow.
Credit card.
Within 24 hours.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you never know when the card was compromised.
That's
it might just been coincidence being used now, but it might have been out there for a while. On the
it could have been.
Web.
You're right about that. I mean, but I was thinking about where I swiped it because sometimes people can get it where you swipe it at a weird spot or whatever. And it's been really gas stations and I did use it at the Apple store. But yeah, I mean, it sucks.
It does suck. And by the way, congrats on that podcast with you, Monzo. You're welcome.
For what?
I actually gave you the idea a while ago, months ago. I said you and Brian should be doing
a racing
podcast.
No, we've been doing that podcast for 3 years, Taz. So thanks for listening.
You haven't been doing it well, though, until
Taz
pointed
it out. You've been doing
it
for 3 years, for real?
Correct.
Okay, hold on a second. How in the hell, dude, I said to you about 3-4 months ago right here during a break, I'm like, you and Monzo should do a racing podcast. You go, yeah, it's a good idea. And you didn't say to me, I've been doing it once.
Half paying attention to you.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Then I
tweet about that podcast.
I think I was zoning out. At that stage. But yeah, we've been doing it for a while.
I didn't know that. So good luck then. What? Okay, well then, I don't know why. All right, whatever. You're welcome on other stuff. How about that?
Okay. What?
something.
That just aggravated the hell out of me that you just did that.
I did what?
Because I've been telling you about a podcast. You never said you guys been doing it. I'm trying to be nice to help you. I'm giving you information on how to podcast properly. You know what I mean?
No,
you don't say to me, we've been doing this.
That was for something else. That was for another.
Well, you're welcome for that.
Well, I appreciate the help on there.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
This one was different. This one we've been doing for a while.
All right. Take it away. Take it away, Andrew.
All right. Thanks, Moose. Here is your report.
Wait a minute.
Sponsored by.
Billy, what we got here, Bill?
We got a little bit of a build-up.
The interlude. All right. Here's the remix. Well.
Billy bringing the wood.
All right. Alternate Pete. This report is sponsored by Geico. Ooh. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
All right. Take it away.
Thanks, Moose. It happened again last night. A high pitch count interfering with a no-hitter.
Here's the next delivery. And it is strike three called. And pitch number 117. Will it be the last for Bauer, who gets his eighth strikeout and keeps the no-hitter intact?
Tom Hamilton on Indians Radio. That was Trevor Bauer's final pitch. He hadn't allowed a hit, but he did walk six Blue Jays, so that pitch count was at 117. I bet Bauer was pissed to come out.
Yeah, that was the right decision.
Oh, never mind then. Reliever John Edwards got two outs. Closer Brad Hand finished the eighth, but then allowed a single to Freddie Galvis to start the ninth. So Cleveland settles for just a 4-1 victory. The Rangers ruin the Angels' home opener 11-4. Texas now 5-2, the best start since 2013. Anaheim's 1-6, its worst start since 1961. The Cubs on a five-game skid after a 9-4 loss in Atlanta, and the Pirates blanked the Cardinals last night 2-0. The Milwaukee Bucks officially have the best record in the NBA, clinching home court through the finals with a 128-122 win in Philadelphia. Giannis, 45 points and 13 boards, negating Joel Embiid's 34 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists. The Warriors took care of the Lakers, 108-90, so they're two up with four to play on Denver for the top seed in the West. College hoops, Texas took down Lipscomb, 81-66, to win the NIT at the Garden. The women's Final Four is tonight in Tampa. Baylor and Oregon are first, then Notre Dame and UConn. And on ice, the Avalanche, the Hurricanes, the Penguins all clinched playoff spots last night. The Capitals wrapped up the Metropolitan Division. Guys?
All right, thank you, Andrew. We'll get into the Jets as they unveiled some new unis for 2019. A big unveil in Midtown Manhattan last night. Unfortunately, they were leaked the night before, but we'll get into all that. The new look, New York Jets. It's Taz and the Moose on a Friday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday morning, Taz and the Moose with you. Time right now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to us to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle, with brakes you trust like Brake Best, Wagner, Thermo Quiet, Brake Best Select. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So, Jets unveiled some new uniforms last night, and some all whites, greens, and an alternate third jersey, Taz, that they can't use more than three times during the NFL regular season. Black jersey. So, change the helmet, the look of the helmet. What kind of a mix of old and new? What was your take on what we saw last night? As the Jets will have a new, distinct look in 19.
Well, for the most part, I got here real early today. I was very early, and I usually don't get here this early. And I actually I ran into Boomer Esiason, who actually, does the morning show here at WFAN locally in New York, and he had a bunch of jerseys, and they got custom jerseys, him and Gio and stuff, from the Jets and the helmets. So I actually was talking to Boomer, and he had a helmet in hand, and we were like, wow, the helmet is the green. It's so different than... Remember years ago they used to wear the solid green helmet, and it's a different Moose. It's more like a metallic chrome kind of esque green.
Mm-hmm.
It is sweet in person, like really, really cool. The jerseys are sleek, man, but like the little D detail, and I was saying this to Boomer, that they put on the shoulders, it kind of makes it feel very high school, to be honest with you. Like a high school style stock jersey you would pick at a, if you're making high school jerseys with your team, your school, and you get that stock, whatever, Nike look or whatever. That part I wasn't crazy about, that little like jagged thing that's on the shoulder. Now, you understand, all my years back in the day of being a Jet fan, I love the traditional uniform. I would have liked them to keep the old jerseys, that old Jet look, but, you know, with the old helmet, with the white, with the circle, yep. Oval logo, as you know, with the NY in there and stuff. But I like change is good. I have no problem with change. Like I said, I like the helmet more than the jerseys. I think on a whole, they look cool, in my opinion, rating it 10 being the best. I'd give it the uni, I'd give it a 7. The helmet, I'd give it 10. How about you? What about you?
You know, I don't love them. No. Yeah, I mean, I think the color green is interesting, sure. And I don't disagree with that. I like the color green. I don't know. They have a, you mentioned high school. I kind of mentioned yesterday when I was doing some stuff at SNY, I kind of looked at like a, like an arena league uniform.
That's a good example.
That's one that I threw out there. I don't know. I don't love the look of the team. I get about change. I'm not against change. I do. I'm with you, Taz. I personally liked the Jet uniforms. I thought they were classic looking. I thought it worked. I thought kind of an ode to the past. I thought all of that worked. I didn't think Jets nearly necessarily. I didn't look at their uniform, Taz, and say Jets need to do something. That's right. Not a good looking uniform.
Right,
I like the Jets look.
Yeah.
Now, they obviously wanted to bring about change. I don't love the uniform. I'd love to tell you differently. I don't know if I were a Jet fan that'd be running out to go grab one. I think the sharpest of the three are probably the black, the alternate one, as compared to the green and compared to the white. Even different things someone pointed out yesterday. You look at the helmet, put the color aside, the logo that they used, right? Why a football, not a Jet?
Yeah. Well,
In terms of some of the detailing, I agree with you about the little markings on the shoulder pads as well. I mean, is that supposed to be? What is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I think
a
it's
jet
like,
engine. Is that supposed to be a wing?
I don't know. I think it's just. I get where you're going. I think it might just be like an accent, like a little accent logo, just something to give it some flair.
You don't think it?
Yeah, and a lot of times uniforms have that, but I don't think there's any purpose to that.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
I don't.
If you're going to go back, and someone brought up the old, Jets, well, I would say the 80s Jets logo.
Yes, yes.
Where you had the Jets and then you had the T, but
the T was in the shape like a wing.
The T was in the shape of
a wing.
Right, correct. Yeah. Like, that would work if you did that. There's no an ode to them being a Jet on the helmet.
Yeah,
which I have a little bit of an issue with. I thought they looked better, Taz. I'll be honest. I was a little disappointed. And it did, unfortunately, for the Jets. And they were building this up, and they had a Jamal Adams hype video, which was an ode to the Quentin Tarantino film.
Pulp Fiction,
opening up the briefcase and the glowing green light.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which was great.
That was cool, yeah.
All right, and they tried to keep this an absolute secret. Unfortunately for them, the uniforms did get leaked out the day before.
I know.
And then they would not confirm or deny. Well, and Jamal Adams even came out and said, those are not the uniforms, and those were exactly the uniforms.
Yeah, the thing with... Like, it says New York on the front, like the green jersey says New York on the front, and they went consistent with the font they've been using on their website for a lot of years, and that's the same font that's in the word Jets across. But you make a great point. If it doesn't have that 1980s Jets with the wing, I think it was over the T or the S. I can't remember what it was over.
It was over the T.
It was over the T, yeah. And
well, I think it covered it all.
Right? Yeah, I'm trying to remember it. But, I do think that would have helped. I'm a big number font guy, like the way the numbers look. I don't love the number, but I like that it's a block font. It's not a traditional collegiate block, as they call it. I like old school block fonts. Like, to me, the best block font number, the Steelers, not current Steelers, the italic number, the old school Steelers, like when Bradshaw played there and Lambert.
Classic uni.
Classic. Block. Yeah. That's what I like, the Bills. The Bills block number.
Yeah, I mean... Greg was.
I think actually the Redskins have a same block number. Yeah. The number.
Gio was wearing it this morning. It looked like a high school jersey.
It did. He lost so much weight. It was immediate.
Yeah, that's it. We'll come back. Preview the Final Four. Taz moves CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.